Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins, rookie fireman, in his fight for fresh air in the fourth floor of the burning warehouse. The floor below is a raging inferno from which smoke and terrific heat rise to impede the progress of Tim and Fireman Murphy toward the windows they must shatter to admit clean air. As the firefighters grope through the murk and fumes, well, we'll take just a pause to bring you this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the fourth floor of the burning warehouse, where you remember Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has just heard feeble cries for help. And Fireman Murphy exclaimed,
"What's that, Collins? What did you say?"
"Oh, me? I thought that was you.
Listen.
That's somebody in trouble, Murphy. There's somebody in here. Someone caught among those big crates and boxes."
"All right, come on, Collins. Crawl on your chest. Keep your face down where the air is cleaner."
"Hey, no, Murphy, over that way. That voice is over there to your left."
"Never mind that. First, we've got to smash out this window."
"But whoever that is, he must be nearly done for.
If we don't get fresh air and clear out this smoke, we'll all be done for." "Oh. Now, back, Collins. Look out for my axe. I'm going to swing."
All right, I've got my wind back, Murphy. Now, what's our plan?
We'll hook ourselves up with this life raft. Now, you start back toward where you think that voice is located. At the same time, I'll work along this wall, smash out the windows, get more air, and let the smoke clear out faster.
All right, then I'll find out whoever that is that's caught under those crates. We'll follow the lifeline back to you. Oh, good grief, look there.
Where?
There. Those crates are beginning to smolder. The fire's waking up through the floor.
Yeah, I was expecting that. This whole place might go any moment. Now get started, Collins. You keep your face down. No matter how hot it is, keep down so you can breathe.
Fourth call, Commanders. Fourth call, Commanders, this way. Oh, this is a bad fire, boys. A tough one. Now, here's the situation. First and second alarm engine companies are working the stairs at each end of the warehouse, carrying hose lines as close as they can to the seat of the flame. All available ladders are at the third floor windows. Now, look up there, you men. You see, third alarm engine men are pouring water through those third floor windows. But there's trouble on the fourth floor.
Chief Cody. Chief, there's Murphy now.
Where? Good man. He's breaking out the fourth floor windows.
Have we run ladders up there, sir?
Boys, that's our trouble. We sent out the fourth alarm because we need ladders at those windows.
But no water. We can't send water yet into that floor.
No, we can't send water in yet. Because Murphy and young Collins from 3-1's company are working that floor. And the stream from a hose could kill them both. So get those ladders up. But you engine company commanders, hold those hoses back, you understand me? Until I say the word.
Oh, Murphy's signaling, Chief. Stand by that window. We're coming up.
He heard you. He waved his arm. But what in blazes?
He's left the window.
Look, that smoke is getting thicker.
If the fire is breaking through, Chief, those men are goners.
Not yet. Those floors were built to resist fire. And they're resisting so far. No knowing how much longer, but just...
But there's conduction, Chief. That terrific heat is conducted through the flooring. If those crates of merchandise on the fourth floor get hot enough...
I know. They'll burst into flame from heat alone. You don't have to teach me how fire acts, Lieutenant Kennedy.
There go the ladders. Now we'll get those men out in a hurry.
Collins, if you can hear me, choke that lifeline.
Better save my breath. Just tug on the line. One, two.
Okay, Collins, I got it. And I'll keep on. Choke the line if you're okay.
I'm okay. I can stand it. Not much longer, but I can stand it.
Help, I'm God.
I'm coming. Oh, blast that smoke. He's over here. Somewhere in these crates.
Help, I can't move.
I got you.
Help.
All right, now lie still.
Help.
Try not to breathe.
Help me, somebody help me.
Oh, good grief, he's out of his head.
Help.
Poor fella. Well, he's lucky. Now, where's he caught?
Help me.
Oh, that crate.
Oh,
it's right on his leg. Get my hands under it.
Help, won't somebody come?
Okay, mister, okay. Somebody's here.
Help
now,
me.
And heave again.
Help me, somebody, help.
I was.
Help.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Help.
All right, take it easy, mister. Gotta get out now. Come on, mister. Come on, climb aboard.
Help me.
Climb aboard for the piggyback ride. Up we go.
Help.
Okay,
Collins.
Okay.
Good, you got your man. That's fine. I'll take him now.
Uh-huh.
Collins,
I said
I'll take him now.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take him.
I got him. Now, follow me. Here we are, Collins. Get your head over that window sill.
I'm a god. Murphy, he's out of his head.
Huh? You're not much better. You keep your head out of that window.
Yeah.
I can see he's out of his head. His leg's not broken, but it's badly crushed.
Help me.
You, Collins. The ladders are coming up. The way those crates are smoldering there, we can't afford to wait. How do you feel?
Me, I'm fine. Yeah, I never felt better.
Oh, yeah. Let me look at you.
What do you think, Lou? Smoke is going to knock me out?
You know, smoke poisoning can do queer things to you.
Smoke poisoning? Not for me. I eat the stuff.
Okay. Okay, I guess you'll do. Here. Lend me a hand with this knife right here. Holy blazes. So my fingers are all tumbled.
What are you trying to do?
Bowling, Collins. Make a bowling with a bite in it.
Yeah, I get it. Take a bite and a bowling and lower this fella to the ground. Let me have that line, Murphy.
And give it a few turns around this iron hook in the wall here. That'll hold.
Yeah.
I can let you and him down to the ground. That's safe enough.
All right, here's your bowling. I'll climb into the bike.
Collins, I said I'll lower you to the ground. I'll wait here for the ladder.
Oh, Murphy, you're weak as a cat. Now you climb into that bite or I'll tie you up like a turkey.
Okay. Okay, kid, you win it. I can just about make it.
All right, that's better. Now get a good grip on this fellow.
I'll wound somebody else. I'm secure now. Remember, snub that line with that hook in the wall.
All right, step off.
Right. Here we go. Throw it away, Collins.
All right, use your feet, Murphy.
Yeah, let it go.
All right, bend off the wall with your feet.
Pay out that line faster.
All right, here's your package, Chief Cody. Special delivery.
Can't buy below there. First aid for this fella.
Take your breath, Murphy. You don't look too well yourself.
Ease them down, Colin.
All right, Murphy. I got your foot.
Almost out, Chief. Yeah, that does it.
You men, take this fellow to first aid. Well, who is it, Murphy?
I don't know, sir.
Here, lie down. He'll be back with a stretcher for you.
I don't know who it is.
It must be the watchman.
Help, I'm a god. That's all he keeps saying. Collins brought him out.
What was Murphy, Collins, yelling just now? Something about special delivery?
I don't know. I don't like the way he's acting, Chief. Maybe smoke poisoning.
Smoke poisoning? That's bad. That can make a man crazy.
He was...
Now, don't try to talk, Murphy. You're in bad shape yourself. Oh, stretcher!
This way with the stretcher. And get that ladder up fast.
Get at the fire. That's what the rules say. I'll find the fire. I'll find that fire. Knock it down. I can knock a thousand fires, a million. I'm Tim Collins. That's who I am. Who? Who'd you say? I said Tim Collins. That's who I said. Yeah, never heard of him. Hey, what am I doing? My head feels funny. Oh, yes, a fire. What's this? An extinguisher. Where'd I get that? Oh, a bracket on the wall. Yes, that's it. An extinguisher and a bracket on the wall. Get the extinguisher from the... Oh, no, Tim, you're crazy. You already got it. Come on, Collins, get to work. You see those crates? See that flame? Get in there, Collins. Get that extinguisher to work.
Tim Collins is in a bad spot, but help is on the way because Chief Cody has ordered ladders raised to the fourth floor windows of the burning warehouse. And with Chief Cody in charge, Tim's rescue will not be long delayed. For what happens next, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's a message you don't want to miss. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody speaking, and here's your special assignment. Attention, firefighters. You are to inspect your home for papers and other inflammable materials that are stored near uninsulated heating pipes or flues. Heat in a pipe can raise the temperature of papers nearby until they burst into flame. Now, this is a serious hazard. That is all, firefighters. And goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back at the same time on the same station when you hear...
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go, firefighters.
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.